This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1660. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 14th, Alaska, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Belarus, Belgium, Bolivia, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Guam, India, Indonesia, Korea North, Madagascar, Mexico, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sarawak, Sikkim, South Africa, South Sudan, Taiwan, Tatarstan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. That HARP transmitter in Alaska, HAARP, for ionospheric warming, has continued to be active, and it's been interfering with U.S. shortwave broadcast stations, even though it's what you might call in out-of-band areas, as monitored by Dave Hughes in Kansas City. For example, March 8th at 0235 UT, he was hearing HARP between 6850 and 6950, despite the presence of WYFR on 6875. He says it's a popping sound. It's like radar, and it also looks like radar when visually displayed. The precise term for this kind of transmission is LFMCW, which means linear frequency modulated continuous wave. Then on March 13th at 0339 UT, he reports HARP on two frequencies at once, 50 kilohertz wide, that is plus or minus 25 kilohertz from center frequencies 8630 and 9330. The latter is a WBCQ frequency. It must be getting interference as well. However, HARP is quite intermittent, and I myself have not managed to hear it, tuning in a few minutes after these tips. As for Alaska's other shortwave station, KNLS, Walt Salmaniv has been visiting his remote monitoring post in Hadagwai Island, British Columbia, March 9th to 12th, and on several occasions found KNLS again operating on only one transmitter. For a while they'd had two going at once, but they don't seem to be able to keep the second one on the air. Various times in the local morning hours around 1600, he was hearing them only on 7355 or at 1400 on 9615. Are there any DRM receivers in Nepal? Apparently All India Radio thinks so, since they're broadcasting their Nepali language service, NDRM, from 0130 to 0230 UT on 11710. Dave Hughes in Kansas City was trying to listen to Argentina's English hour to North America at 02 to 03 via the Twente receiver in the Netherlands, and complains of interference from the DRM. Wolfgang Büschel agrees that it's blocked by the DRM from India. Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka says, I have requested DRM stations to avoid using traditional analog band frequencies without much success, other than Vatican Radio, which did move away from 15190 to 15775. I told them it is against my conscience to help with any reports on in-band frequencies, as they cause so much hash far beyond the target for analog receivers. HFCC should consider a section of the band or band edges exclusively for DRM. Here's another way to hear Argentina, presumably with less interference, only if propagation permits. A second harmonic from the 15 MHz band frequency 15345. Tim Bucknell forwards a report from Jürgen Bartels in Germany on the VHF Skip group that he heard RAI Buenos Aires at 1800 UT March 11th on 3688.8 kHz, since the fundamental is slightly off frequency. Especially if you're hearing LUs on the 10-meter band, do look for this broadcast harmonic just above 10 meters. Aoki shows the schedule for 15345 with RAI is Monday through Friday from 09 to 22 UT. On weekends instead, it relays the domestic service Radio Nacional on Saturdays from 2000 until 0230 UT Sunday, and on Sundays from 1800 until 0300 UT Monday. Kouji Hashimoto in Japan reports the FIBA Christian service in Dari for Afghanistan, Radio Sedaya Zindagi, transmitted via Armenia, signing on March 7th at 1459 UT in Dari on 9400. In shortwave bulletin, Mauno Ritola in Finland confirms that the 1170 kHz transmitter in Belarus is still putting out a second harmonic, 2340. Heard March 1st until sign-off at 1700 UT, it seemed to be relaying the voice of Russia in Russian. This harmonic had previously been reported over 7 years ago. More news from Belarus from Allen Rowe in England about the external service. According to their website, they have increased the amount of time devoted to broadcasts in Spanish. Now it's 3 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 20 to 20:20 UT, replacing English, which other days of the week starts at 20:00. Also, the French broadcast has been carved out to 4 days a week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday at 19:40 to 20:00, with German ending at 19:40 on those days, the frequencies 6155 and 11730. Walt Samaniv in British Columbia reports the Disco Palace via French Guiana, 17875 in DRM, March 11th at 20:46 during their one-hour broadcast, with an extremely high bitrate of 20.96 kbps, but with their usual uninteresting disco music. The signal-to-noise ratio was about 29 dB, so dropouts were very rare. And, as I mentioned before, as far as I know, this DRM transmission will be ending with the B-12 season at the end of March. Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports Bolivian reactivated Radio Lipes in Ujuni, 4795.87. Heard 11 March from 1010 to 1040 and on 12 March from 0923 to 1045. He says if history repeats, it'll be off again in about a week. The fade pattern is similar to the Yura station on 4716.65. His anonymous cohort, XM in Florida, also heard the Radio Lipes in the evening at 2345 to midnight UT on 11 March, 4795.8. I'm usually monitoring about 1 hour later and I've yet to hear any sign of it. Maybe it's already signed off. Fred Waterer sends us sad news from the CBC that veteran broadcaster Max Ferguson has died at the age of 89. His obituary is on the CBC website and more about him in the next DX Listening Digest number 13-11. The expanded Chinese jamming, even of English broadcasts from abroad, has continued, although it's not always easy to detect further away from China. Partha Sarati Goswami in West Bengal, India says, I checked and they're still jamming on the BBC frequencies, 17790 from Thailand and 15575 from Oman. This type of digital noise is working well inside the region, but I think people outside will not get a good reception of the jamming. He is moving his active loop antenna and thinks it's coming from somewhere between Lhasa and Shanghai. Parta adds, unlike normal jamming, this digital jamming is very effective in the region with not much effect outside the target area. One may try listening via global tuners in Hong Kong and other receivers outside Asia to confirm this. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan now confirm that this new type of Chinese jamming on English services has been imposed on Radio Taiwan International, the English broadcast at 1600 on 15485, as heard March 12th. He thinks it's coming from Yunnan or Xinjiang region of China. Not only is WBCQ's 9330 frequency interfered with by HARP but also by a regularly scheduled Cuban spy numbers broadcast, which I was hearing at 0730 UT March 8th. It's been there for quite a while. Cuban commie lapdogs of Yankee imperialism have changed their clocks on exactly the same date as the gusanos in Miami and the rest of the USA, now on UT-4, which always causes great confusion at Radio Havana Cuba, as some of their transmissions change time and some do not. It takes a few days or longer for things to settle down. I've been monitoring them every day since March 10th. The Spanish broadcast in the morning has moved all its programming one UT hour earlier, including the DX show on Sundays. This also applies to the repeats. So now it's Sundays at 13:35, 22:45, and UT Mondays 01:35. As for English broadcasts, the 20 UT broadcast is now at 19 on 11760. The tropical frequency 5040 has moved its English an hour earlier to 2300. It had been also broadcasting English at 06, and now that's heard at 05, but sometimes they also keep it on at 06 until 0700. The recently added English broadcast, allegedly for Africa at 22 UT on 11880, has moved to 23. Yes, that's one UT hour later rather than earlier, as you might expect. And this has also affected the other languages on that frequency. There are many other anomalies, which I have detailed in my day-by-day logging reports, all appearing in the next DX Listening Digest 13-11. Furthermore, one of the RHC transmitters has developed a big buzz, interfering with countless other stations on the 25-meter band. It's the one on 11840. Between 21 and 05 UT. The buzz comes and goes, but it can be severe over most of the band. Another station with severe technical problems is Radio Cairo in Egypt. A strange signal showed up on 11116.008 between 21:30 and 22 UT, heard by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany on March 10th. It seemed to be Egyptian music in Arabic from the Nasser era. Tariq Zaidan in Cairo listened to a clip and identified it as the service on 774 kilohertz Middle East radio, which normally is not on shortwave. Then Yari Savalainen raised the question, and I said, bingo, it's a mixing product with the 11890 transmitter, which is carrying Radio Cairo in English, but only between 21:15 and 22:45. Subtract 774 and you get 11116. This can happen because both the medium wave and the shortwave transmitters are at the same site in Abis, Egypt. And it also explains some other strange frequencies which have shown up. 9191, remember that being reported? Well, that's 9965 minus 774, as Ivo Ivanov points out. And then, on March 12th or 13th, he checked other Abis frequencies, or 774 kilohertz away from them, and was again hearing these strange mixing products, namely at 18 to 19 on 8881, at 19 to 20 on 10786, and also until 21:15, and from 23 until 04:30 on 9191. In ADX via BCDX, Patrick Romich in Austria reports that new clandestine in Arabic for Eritrea Radio Sunrise on 11620, transmitted from Bulgaria, March 11th at 1600. However, they had quite a problem with keeping the modulation on the air. Several false starts. Also reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, March 12th, signing on at 1600, and again March 13th. Oh, the Arabic ID is Idhatul Sharuk, which means sunrise radio. Can you hear me on Hamburger Local Radio in Germany? Not last week. Ivo Ivanov says the 7265 transmissions were missing on Saturday, March 9th, and Wednesday, March 13th. We hope they're back soon. World of Radio has been scheduled both days at 06:30 and 14:30. That's on 7265 Carrier Plus Upper Sideband. This is World of Radio number 1660. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas Horton, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Via that method, it doesn't necessarily have to be in U.S. funds. We are also welcoming checks or money orders in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. There is no daylight shifting time in Guam or the Asian target areas, yet I heard KTWR signing off 1 hour earlier than scheduled at the odd time of 1423 instead of 1523 UT on 15225. This makes me wonder if it could be remote controlled from inside North America, the only continent where daylight shifting starts so unreasonably early. Never say never with inactive Indonesians. Ron Howard in California found RRI Fok Fok back on the air. It had been off since last May. March 10th at 1301 to 1338, 60 hertz below 4790. And he got some IDs. Very nice to hear it again. I was also hearing it on March 12th at 1303. It apparently had just come on the air. I was not hearing it before the top of the hour. Modulation somewhat distorted. But it's been quite irregular since. March 14th at 1317, past 1322, I was hearing a signal on about 6101.6, causing quite a heterodyne against something on 6100 exactly. Wolfgang Büschel says it's KCBS in North Korea, which is off frequency. It's been varying quite a bit between 6101 and 6102. He's also been monitoring Voice of Korea broadcasts extensively from North Korea and has concluded that they have been installing several brand new transmitters from China, which are closer to being exactly on frequency. Martin Trott in the Netherlands has been hearing Madagascar on exactly 6135, not only in the morning around 0313, March 13th, in the clear as soon as Bolivia signed off the frequency, or rather slightly below the frequency, causing a heterodyne. But also he's hearing Madagascar in the local afternoons. They had been signing off at 1500 UT, but he's hearing them before 1628 when BBC takes over the frequency. And Madagascar signs off before 1700 when BBC goes off. Big news from Mexico this week. I discovered that the Radio Mil has reactivated after about 14 months. Heard again March 8th at 0732 on 6010 with several IDs. It was in the clear, but most of the time it suffers heavy interference. Colombia is also usually on all night, slightly off that frequency, causing a heterodyne. And in our local evenings, there's also Brazil on 6010, and Iran's Spanish service from midnight 30 to 0330. At least we can look forward to Iran moving to a higher band with the A13 season. I can also hear Radio Mil in the mornings before it's too late after sunrise fade out around 1300. Jorge Freitas in Brazil was hearing a station via the Netherlands remote receiver on 15490. Until sign-off at 1900 UT. What could it be? It's identified as Radio Pakistan by David Koenig in their Urdu service. Trouble is, they're not supposed to be on that frequency at that time. As Wolfgang Büschel points out, the engineer was a little bit speedy or lazy. It's supposed to be on at midnight 45 to 0215. In the ODXA group, Edward Kusilik in Alberta reports an intentional broadcast of Radio Pakistan on the correct frequency, 15425, until closing at 1531, March 11th, another service in Urdu. Ron Howard in California reports Papua New Guinea on exactly 3345, NBC Northern, the voice of Oro. An entertaining marathon session from 1217 to 1444 UT, March 8th. It's extremely rare to find an NBC station going past 1404, usually their latest sign-off time. He was hearing on-air phone calls, bird call, NBC News. Possibly this had something to do with the 40th anniversary of NBC National Radio, which they mentioned at 1330. It was still faintly heard as late as 1503, so he wondered if they were staying on at least on that occasion for 24 hours. Also, it was the strongest NBC signal on that date. I have fun monitoring a Radio Chasqui, Urubamba, Peru, almost every night on 5980 to catch their sign-off, which had been varying a few seconds later each night after 0100. It was about to reach 0108 UT, but then it was missing on March 9th. On March 11th, I was hearing them again, tuning in a bit earlier, and they had reset their timer to cut off their signal earlier. It was at 0129 seconds when it cut off the air, but it's been somewhat variable since then. On March 14th, it went off at 0144 seconds. But the night before, it stayed on much longer, until 0101.55. The transmitter site for Radio Free Sarawak, now that it's on 11600, from 11 to 1258 UT, Ivo Ivanov points out that it appears in the latest schedule of MBR, that is the German relay organization, but not from Germany, it's from Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, with 125 kilowatts. And it's usually audible here when I check it a few minutes before close down. What about the other clandestine for Sarawak, Radio Free Kenyalang? That's still being reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan on 15360 via Palau, March 8th at 0900, signing on. Ron Howard in California was hearing a station on exactly 4837, March 13th at 1321, believed to be All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim, which is normally on 4835. On this occasion, Australia was missing from 4835, but they've been heard since, so they've not yet moved back to 2310 at night. On March 9th and 10th, Bill Bingham in South Africa was noticing many transmissions from Meyerton were missing, BBC relays, and even Radio Sondergrense, the South African service in Afrikaans. Apparently, there were power problems putting some of their transmitters off the air. I was hearing Sondergrense again on 7285 around 0530, March 14th. Daylight shifting time has encouraged me to start my bedtime monitoring an hour earlier than before in real time, so I've been enjoying listening to Miraya FM, the service for South Sudan on 9940, and it's even in English around 0530, March 12th, with a call-in program, transmitter site Bulgaria. Walt Salmaniv in BC reports Tatarstan Wave, 11895. March 10th at 0407 with its usual very powerful open carrier, signing on with a crash start at 0410, but the modulation is low, despite a very strong signal. The site is Samara, Russia. Stephen Cooper has been comparing the BBC World Service schedules for the present season to the upcoming season and finding, as expected, quite a lot of reductions. For example, the number of hours per day in English will be reduced from 297.5 to 174. This also shows that, as expected, the transmitter sites at Skelton, UK and at Cyprus will be closed down. But some of the Cyprus transmissions will be filled in by renting time at other sites in the area, as Kai Ludwig points out. specifically Pridnestrovia, Armenia, and Rwanda. Here's the latest on the new VOA radiogram service in digital text modes from Kim Elliott. The soft launch is this weekend, March 16th and 17th. There are four transmissions from Greenville. Saturday at 16 on 17860, UT Sunday at 0230, that's Saturday evening in North America, on 5745, Sunday at 13 on 6095, and Sunday at 1930 on 15670. All these are for half an hour, including multiple modes transmitted simultaneously. After the hard launch, Kim says, probably the following weekend, March 23rd, only one mode will be transmitted at a time. More details at the new website, voaradiogram.net. We continue to hear New York radio aviation weather on the strange new frequency of exactly 2,000 kilohertz USB. Starting on the hour and half hour, Terry Kruger says the FCC database has two Lockheed Martin Onondaga, New York, experimental licenses registered on that frequency. That's between Rochester and Utica, WE2XAP and WF2XPV. But presumably this is just coincidental. I should have reminded everyone last week that due to daylight shifting time starting in North America on March 10th, our shortwave broadcasts via stations on this continent are now one UT hour earlier, such as Thursday at 21 UT on WTWW 9479. By surprise, last week when it was still at 2200, that frequency was missing. They instead were staying, due to technical difficulties, on their night frequency in the daytime, 5830, as Mark Silv confirms. So that's just an example of how you must hang loose. And if you don't hear us at the scheduled time on the scheduled frequency, check other frequencies of the same station, and or stay tuned in case there's a late start, as often happens on WWRB or WBCQ. Our other main broadcasts are now UT Friday at 0330 on 3195 and maybe 5050. UT Saturday at 0130 on 5110. UT Sunday at 0400 on 5830. After a winter with no special medium wave DX tests arranged, four of them have now been scheduled for the rest of March, and here are the first two. KBXD 1480 in Dallas with its new 50 kilowatt daytime pattern will be testing early Sunday, March 17th. From midnight to 2 a.m. Central, that is 05 to 07 UT. It's not a full two-hour test as had been planned, but instead there will be two-minute tests at the top and bottom of each hour. No need to be a night owl for the next one. WVBG 1490 in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Monday evening, March 18th at 8:32 to 9 p.m. Central, or 01:32 UT Tuesday, March 19th, using its normal facilities. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 11th. AMK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on March 28th. Solar flux dropping from 120 March 15th to 95 on the 22nd to 24th, and back up to 120 by April 4th. And that's World of Radio number 1660. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.